A very special place for visitors to the Eugene O'Neill National Historic Site is Eugene O'Neill's study on the second floor of Dow House. It was here that O'Neill wrote his last and most notable plays. Visitors are surprised to hear that the desk to the left in the study is O'Neill's original desk. How it came back to Dow House after Jean and Carlotta left in 1944 is most interesting. In a ceremony over 25 years ago in the living room of Dow House, Dennis MacDonald recalled how his father, John J. MacDonald, had purchased the desk in 1944 when the O'Neills left, and for 28 years had used it in his Oakland law office. When John MacDonald died, Dennis's sister, Judy Bell, used it in her husband Robert's office. The fact that it had atomic physics reports on it probably had O'Neill rolling in his grave, Bob said, adding that it feels really great to have the desk finally home. Son Terry agreed while recalling how he used to build a fort and live inside the desk. During the ceremony, Superintendent Glenn Fuller noted how difficult it is to get original pieces back. I nearly fell off the chair, he said, when he received the call from Dennis. He was initially skeptical, but the story of John MacDonald's purchase and a picture of the knobs on the desk confirmed that it was the original. Articles from the study were placed on the desk following the short ceremony, during which Center Repertory actors Kerry Shawn and Richard James enacted a scene from A Moon for the Misbegotten, which O'Neill wrote at Dow House. Today, on the desk sits a rumpled package of Lucky Strikes and a cigarette found when the fireplace in the living room that had been covered over was restored.